That last song was the Hank Williams tune, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. That was by Margot Timmons and the Cowboy Junkies off of their Trinity Sessions, a haunting album. Okay, that is going to do it for us here at in Pinckney Hall. I am not going to be here next week. Where am I going to be here? You see, I'm just going too many places. Maybe I am going to be here next week. I better check with the WRCT travel people. I might be here next week. Well, if I am here next week, I am going to be here next week. Okay, how about that? I'm going to be here next week. I'm not sure what we're going to do. It is the first Friday in October. I will not be here, but I will be here next week. And I'm not sure what we're going to do. I'm toying with the idea of West African music. I'm not sure how well that'll go, but I think it should go well. I hope you enjoyed our tribute to Jimmy Rogers and Hank Williams today. I haven't said much about them personally because, you know, you can look it up on Wikipedia, but they were, if you want to know more about either one of them, there's a lot to know. Both of them died too young. Hank Williams famously in the backseat of a Cadillac from alcohol poisoning, but who knows what would have happened if they would have continued on a long career. But as it was, both of them wrote many songs that are still being played today and covered today and have had a great influence on what we hear in the USA. So, thanks everybody for listening. Sorry for the hiccups. It's been my experience here that if we start off poorly, we continue poorly. So I'm going to try to not start off poorly in the future. Get it right from the beginning. So with that, Zombo is unable to make it today. So we fortunately have an old Zombo show available, and we'll put that on and be back next Friday.
Idiotic happy dance, lights and apps and record decks. Welcome to my discotheque.
Yeah, hey, right here. Oh, doesn't music make you feel like a $1,000? It does. It makes you feel like $1,000. Music's amazing, and this is what we're gonna do. We're still recapping the finest music finds of 2024. Zombo in your brain. We're still on the second quarter, which is the second 3 months of 2024. And that was actually Aloha Swamp, which is pretty much the same as Messer Chups, from their single Sparkling Man. And we heard from the latest Messer Chups record, The Adventures of Zombarella and Guitaracula, that was Catzilla Strikes Again. And we started off with the new, yes, I said new, the brand new Jesus and Mary Chain record, Glasgow Eyes, and that was Discotheque. Man, those guys still got it. They still got it. They had it, then they lost it, then they got it again. It's a true success story. Yeah, that's right. Ah, yeah. Stretching my fur. We're going to play some fantastic music for you today. All the things I found last year. You can say last year now. You can say last year because it's Friday, January the 3rd, 2025. And, oh, yeah. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Yeah. Whew. Seems like the future. Everybody's driving them flying bubble cars. It's, yeah. So, what I want to do is actually play one of my favorite music finds of last year. I can say last year. That's so cool. Monster Alley. And they have like a ton of albums, but I just discovered them not that long ago. And I want to play a couple tracks from them. Monster Alley, the guy does it originally from Cleveland. And what they do is he takes old Exotica records, Martin Denny records, Cal Jader records, Arthur Lyman records, and he like, he just does magic with them. Let's just say that. Let's play some of them tracks, and I'm going to be yelling at you later. This one's one of them. This one's my... I'm only going to play this song once, okay? But when I play this song, I usually play it at least 8 or 9 times. It's called Grassy Crystals. Man, do I love this tune. It's so beautiful.
Nature must have planned this story. Must have planned this for me.
we got three tunes by Monster Alley. This was Flowers in the Air. Before that, Sunny Sloth, and we started that with Grassy Crystals. All right, you ready for some rock and roll? By the way, before we go anything else, okay, you know, like I do a lot of stuff. And there's one thing I haven't really ever done, but I'm just going to let you know, I might be hosting a trivia night. And not just any trivia night, but a Zombo in your brain trivia night. That's all I'm going to say for right now. It should be nuts. All right, let's get into some classic 70s. Yeah, that's you, right? Talking about the 2070s. Reissue. A whole big, gigantic reissue of Kevin Ayers. All right? Yeah. Like, it was like about 9 CDs. Oh, I used to love this when this came on FM. Strange in Blue Suede Shoes.
I walked into this bar and the man refused. He said, we'd sure if he was from the House of Lords. I saw a film today, oh, he and Charlie had just one more. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look, having read. My head, found my way downstairs and I drank a cup, and looking up I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat, made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and I had a smoke, and somebody spoke and I went into the dream. Thousand.
dreams tonight. It's gonna crack on your dreams tonight. It's gonna crack on your dreams tonight. It's gonna crack on your dreams tonight. I said that you're gonna choke on your dreams tonight.
Are those three guys, the Jam, Peter Weller, Bruce Buckner, and Ruth Foxton. Those guys really knew how to make rock and roll. And they drove the crowd crazy. You can hear, they're driving the crowd crazy. That was from a release that I got this year, some live Jam. And it's just, I was going to play some of the new Paul Weller album. There we go. I was going to play some of that, but boy, is that toothpaste compared to this fantastic stuff that they used to do live. That was the Jam, The Dreams of Children, probably from around the 80s. Before that, went down the rabbit hole with this band last year, a band called Fingerprints. I played one of their tunes last week, and this was from one of their last albums, Touch Sense. And so I went down the rabbit hole with these dudes. I was like, wow, okay, the lead guy, Jimmy O'Neill, he went off to do all this other stuff, real famous in Scotland for this band called The Only Ones or The Other Ones or whatever. And I'm like, wow, Fingerprints was that good. His new band, which he had been doing for like, 15 years, he only did Fingerprints for about two or three. That's got to be something else. Oh, man, that was punishing. You ever try liking something just because you like somebody's older stuff? And that is such a hard thing to dislocate yourself from. Like, wow, I really like this other stuff. I'm trying to understand it. This just blows. Sorry. You get to that point where your brain just goes, this blows. And then you walk away from it. And then you just try and cherish like when they had the real nugget of good stuff. So it was interesting. Same with, the Peter Weller and the Jam. His new stuff now is just so, I've been trying for 20 years to like everything he's done after Style Council. It ain't happening. Woof. And then before that, the genius of Big Daddy from their album Sgt. Pepper's. And that was A Day in the Life, obviously Buddy Holly style. Those fellers. The story of Big Daddy was basically they were like a 50s rock and roll tribute band that was captured in Vietnam on a USO tour and then released in the 1980s, and they wanted to rekindle their career, so they did modern music, 1950s style. So pretty brilliant stuff from Rhino Records. And we started that set off with from the giant Kevin Ayers box set, originally from the album Whatever She Brings, We Sing. That is Stranger in Blue Suede Shoes. That was one of those songs you tape off the radio. See, nostalgia stuff. Get your cassette recorder and record it off the radio, and you got it for free. You got it for free. Man, that was awesome. Getting music for free. Now all you got to do is press a button. You Google something, and you press a button, and whammo, it's yours. I always get these two gals confused, Kim Gordon and Kim Deal. They're both bass players. Kim Deal, I believe, was from Pixies. Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth, if I'm not mistaken. Both her and Thurston Moore came out with solo albums this year, and they both obviously were a lot better than the later stuff from Sonic Youth. With Oshley, didn't really do much for me either. What can I say? I got to tell you real quick here. You know, I mentioned I might be doing a trivia night. I probably will be doing a trivia night. And already, if I go to the first one, because I don't think there'll be a second one. Because I was like previewing some of the questions for some people I know. And they were like, you can't do those questions. You can't do those questions. And I'm like, why? Because I got great categories. You know, because it's not just like a music category. Let's see. Where are my categories? I have them written down. It's pretty funny. And you can't do that. So it'll be on Monday nights. So it'll be a Monday night. I'll have the real info. I don't really have anything set in stone, and I don't really want to put the, but it is funny. So it's called Zombo in Your Brain Trivia. Okay, so here's what it's going to be. The categories are famous last words, all right? And that's going to be multiple choice. Trashy cinema. One's called Lost Luggage, and those are people that died while traveling. And this is neat. It's called What's It Called? Like, you know, oh, those things on the end of your shoelaces. What are they called? The Rock and Roll Hall of Shame. That's a good one. Real names, like Alice Cooper. What's his real name? One Hit Wonders. I'll play a One Hit Wonder and see if anybody knows it. Let's see what some of the other ones. What These Ingredients Make. So that's pretty funny. I give a list of ingredients, and you can figure out and you can guess what it makes. So then I got Hello, Newman, which is Seinfeld trivia. The Agony of Defeat, which is strange sports trivia. Who Married Who? That's a good one. I got impossible questions. Obsolete Gizmos. Horrible People. What a Way to Go. And Humble Beginnings. So that's kind of fun. So that's kind of the ideas I've got for, rather than just doing regular trivia. It's going to be some pop culture stuff. But it's kind of be like, you know, name at least one member of Captain Beefheart's Magic Band. Like, nobody's gonna get that one. Someone goes, oh, I know. Plus, it'd be awesome. Oh, wow, someone guessed Zoothorn Rollo. That is correct. Wow, wee, Wing Deal Fingerling. It's stuff I know. So, it might be a big mistake having me run a trivia night, but it's gonna be the Moops. That'll be a trivia quest. You know, if you're a Seinfeld person. Anyhow, so that's going to be happening on Mondays, and that's going to be an early Monday, like 7 to 9. I'm giving you more and more information as it goes. And it'll be prizes, fun, and I'll be DJing some music. I'm tired of DJing in clubs. I've just gone down that road for a long time, and basically right now it's just me babysitting a computer, looking at my watch and saying, okay, let's see, am I done yet? Or is this trivia thing could be really nuts? And it's going to be twice a month. So, got that. Polka Maniacs will be playing at Jerkles. That's going to be January 10th. We're going to be with a yacht rock band called Thurston Howell. That'll be fun. And we're playing the last polka. That's right. The Hard Rock Cafe is closing. We're going to play one of their last shows Wednesday, February the 5th. That'll be really fun. The last polka. All right. You want to hear some music rather than my selfless, shameless self-promotion? I'm sorry. Somebody's got to, I got figured out. I can't keep things to myself. I can't keep things to myself. It beats sitting home. Sort of. Kind of. Not really. Sitting home was kind of awesome. Sitting home for the holidays. That's really nice. Some people always complain, like, oh, I don't have any more family left now that I'm older and I can't go to grandma's house. And like, you know how lucky you are? Man, I was going to grandma's house or whatever, doing the old thing for like 20 years. And for the past couple years, it's just been like, you know, because everybody's been croaking. And it's just like, wow, those days are holiday. This feels like a holiday now. I don't have to. You know, it feels like a holiday, just a real small circle or some friends. I mean, that's the thing. They always make it out to people. There's a big difference between solitude and being lonely. Believe me. There's a lot. If you can be your own best friend, then you'll never be alone. Be your own best friend. That's what I say. Kim Gordon from her new album, The Candy House, Zombo in Your Brain, RCT in the Pittsburgh. Recapping the music finds of 2024. Somewhat interesting. This is new from Moonstrance. It's called Winter Work. So usually when I preview things, over the year, I put things in a secret little folder. It's okay, I'm saving this for the show. I'm saving this for this time of year. So after like 8 or 9 months pass by, sometimes I'm like, why did I like that so much? How did that make that to the final cut? It's okay. It's all right. But I don't need it, all right? Re-releasing all of the Manor Astro Man live sessions. 9 Volt, Manor Astro Man. All right, that's the last Messer Chups tune I'm going to play today. But that was from their mini album, New Wave or Surf Wave, which came out last year. And that was, of course, Love Will Tear Us Apart, the Roy Division famous song. Before that, we heard the Space Cossacks, man, with Solaris Stomp. There's another thing, this Ivan Promogravov, the guitar player for Space Cossacks. Brilliant. That was live. How good that was. And writing it and playing it and the zest of it. Then he started this other thing not that long ago called the Madeira. Once again, Snooze City. How do you do that? See, Manor Astorman, we started with Manor Astorman doing Nine Volt. Manor Astorman, very smart. Manor Astorman's been playing the same tune over and over again for 30 years. They just rewrite the same thing. You know a Manor Astorman song when it comes down the street. There's never been anything other than like ding 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 ding. That's all Man the Rastro Man. You find your one trick and you just ride that horse until the legs are stubs. That's how you do that. That one trick pony thing. Coming up next, I scored the Bad Livers discography. Going down another rabbit hole with this older band called the Bad Livers. And so this song really hits home, literally hits home. It's called Itty Bitty Town. And it really is a great lesson that you really have to leave your hometown. You have to leave it. You can come back later, but you cannot stay in your hometown and expect to be a a wiser human being. Mark Twain said that travel is the instant, whatever. He says it's the instant cure for prejudice. And for to go somewhere else, because you never leave mommy's little bird nest. What kind of life is that? What kind of decisions are you going to make? You can't make a decision to grow. You can't make a decision to go out on a limb. You can't make it. And then you're gonna wonder why you've made all these horrible decisions. You need to leave your hometown just for a bit. If you like it, and you'll find, this coming to Pittsburgh was golden for me. Golden. It just almost makes me just get on my knees and sob how wonderful all the magic that this city has brought my way. It's just like a puzzle piece fitting in. You think I fit in anywhere else? I tried. And then you just say, okay, that's good enough. And you try another little piece of the puzzle, and that was okay. Just dumb luck. A lot of it's dumb luck, too. And not being a jagoff. That's the thing. Those are your two little tidbits of nuggets of wisdom. Expand your horizons and don't be a jagoff. And you'll be surprised how wonderful your life can be. So here's a little, this just goes to show just how stupid a lot of America has been just because nobody travels and leaves their hometown. Little bitty town, Bad Livers.
Well, I live in a little bitty town. All the buildings are falling down. All the cops just ride around. Come and see me in a one-horse town. Come take a ride, tell me what you will. I'm getting older, getting over the hill. Well, I live in a little bitty town, and all we do is just ride around. The sun shines in the daytime. The street falls cold every day. It might take a turn for the better, but then again I'll be leaving anyway. Nighttime finds me asleep in the pillow. I live in a little bitty town. first town and take a ride, tell me what you will. I'm getting older, getting over the hill. I live in a little bitty town, and all we do is just ride around. Pass the paper bag with the whiskey. Pour me another sip of wine. I'm burning things I find till you miss me. It's hard to stay when there's leaving on your mind. I can't find a reason for living, and I can't find a place with peace of mind. Working to find my forgiveness, I pleaded guilty and now I'm doing time. Right here